Hey, is this Frank?
Yes.
Hey, Frank, it's Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Oh, good. How's it going?
Good, good. Hey, I don't know if you recall, you were actually in contact with one of our agents over here. It looks like it was back in June. You were
possibly, right.
Yeah, you were looking for a working capital loan. You needed about $5,000 to $10,000. I just wanted to get back in touch with you, see, you know, if you had any fourth quarter plans that might require financing. We do the working capital and equipment financing.
Yeah. Now, I'm about to get slow. In the next few weeks, I was going to put that together because I did get your message, by the way. It's just on my to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
And now, what the gal said initially, as far as you guys are going to look at my deposits, as far as qualifying in my credit score has improved since I talked to her, whatever that was, 3 or 4 months ago.
Yeah, it was like
in the 700s.
Okay.
You know, I think all around, I'm across the board now in the low sevens, like 710.
Okay, so you're saying that since you were last in contact with her the last few months, you've definitely increased your credit.
Yeah, has improved some. And then my deposits, let's say maybe average 20,000. So
per month?
She was saying, yes.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what else you guys look at on that, but she says, okay, you know, you could probably get like half of what your average deposits are. I don't know how much they look at it.
So yeah, why don't I explain it? Do you have a few minutes to talk, actually?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, so for us over here on our working capital application and in our process for the loan itself, usually we base it off of your net sales. So take, for example, I have here, it looks like you did about 100 to 120,000 for last year, for 2015, as your top line revenue. So what we do is we take a look at your tax return to see what your top line revenue was. And what happens is we take around 10 to 15% of that as unsecured cash that we can unlock for the business. So in your case, yeah, it would be around the range that you're looking for, just a little bit more around the 10 to 15,000.
Right.
And you said it looks like you're on track to maybe make around 200,000 this year, which definitely helps you. So the two things that we look at here is one, your tax return from last year, and 6 months of your most recent bank statements. The reason why we look at 6 months of the most recent bank statements is to really see the health of the business, see the cash flow. And if you're saying that on average, if you're making a hell of a lot more money than you did last year, you should be on track to doing much better, as well as being able to qualify for even possibly a larger loan than what you were originally seeking. So we do base it off of sales, and it's not based off credit. It's mainly based off sales. Credit plays like a small factor in it, but it's not the defining factor, which makes this program so much nicer than your typical line of credit. Because you know how lines of credit are based off of your credit? It kind of limits the amount that they can get you. As for us, we typically free up a little more cash for your business. So I just wanted to make sure that, you know, if this is something you're still interested in, I know it's been a few months. You definitely have probably.
Now, let me ask you this. What is the process? Is it, do I get like a line of credit, or do you have to send me $10,000 right then?
So great question to ask. So the way that we do it is it's a loan. So it's a working capital loan, and it gets deposited directly into your business checking account. So we send you the money. I think what we do is we wire it directly into the account. You got the money right there to start up whatever you need. Like if you have it for a project, you get started on the project immediately. You can start making the payments on whatever it is. And then you just start making the payments back with whatever payment plan that we have you on. And the cool thing about the working capital loan is, I'm sure that you probably have questions about, what's the APR? What's this? The cool thing about the working capital application, or the process, is that it's a fixed payback. So there's no confusion with APR, like varying annual percentages. That doesn't happen.
Right.
Let's say, for example, you borrowed $20,000, and based off of, where you sit with your credit, the sales of the company, the health of the company, the cash flow and everything, kind of what the use of funds are for, we really then can say you have a fixed payback. So you borrow $20,000 and you pay back $22,000. That's it. We give you a set number. So it's
interesting.
It's super simple. There's no confusion made necessary because we want simplicity on our side, and I'm sure you want simplicity on your side, rather than saying,
okay, that's interesting, because I don't know, I've never taken a business loan. I was applying with these ones that do, like SBA, I still can't do, but there's some other coastal commission, you know, where I'm located out here in California, you know, local organizations, but boy, what a process. That was, you know, that was 10 times more work than getting my mortgage for my house. So then I got a notice from you guys that, what is it, kind of based out of England or?
No, we're actually down in San Diego.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Cardiff, Wales is definitely, we have kind of a connection there. Our founders do, but we're down here in San Diego. And Frank, so, kind of ease your mind on that type of process if it's, you know, all the paperwork that gets you, you know, really just going through the motions. You're like, why do I have to fill out all this information? The cool thing about this program as well is it's just simple documents that we require. It's just the 6 months of the business bank statements, the working capital application, and last year's tax return. And that's it. Three documents. Simple as that.
Okay,
and
Now let's talk about the tax returns. Like, you know, I pay hardly any taxes, man. I write off everything under the sun. Is that not relevant? It's just based on sales, right?
It's just based on sales. So essentially, we just want to see the proof of sales as well as proof of ownership of the business. You're the 100% right. Owner, correct?
Yes, I am now. I was a contractor last year.
Yeah, and you bought the franchise and everything?
Yeah, I bought a couple more.
Okay, cool.
So.
Cool. So, yeah, I mean, the tax return has the K-1, which essentially shows, like, ownership breakdown of the business. I know you kind of became the franchise owner this year, correct? You didn't change any of the bank accounts or any of the tax IDs or anything like that?
No, okay. I wanted to change out of Union Bank because I didn't like them, but I thought it would look better if I just stayed with them until I get, you know, all my credit rebuilt and stuff like that.
Okay, Why don't I ask you this, Frank? What is it that you're looking for right now exactly? Is there something
What would be the terms for like $10,000? Would I'd have to pay you back like 10% of that?
I mean, I don't want to get into something where I'm not going to have a definitive answer for you, Frank, because I don't find that fair. Throw out a number, but I can tell you this, the terms vary. Usually they go from anywhere from 6 to 12 to 18 to 24 months, with the average being a term length of around a year. And then the payback period itself, we have a few different options. We have the daily, the weekly, and the monthly. It really just depends on how you're looking on paper. Our credit department's the one that comes up with everything. They're the whiz kids that really figure out everything and try and fit the loan within
so
regardless the business.
If I pay it off, but you know, if I pay it off early, because there's we get 6 months, I make more. There's more work and money out there than I can bring in, and that's when I like to pay down my stuff. You know.
Hey, another great question. I'm glad that you have quite some knowledge of some really good questions. So if you qualify for the working capital program itself. There are a few perks that come with it, depending on what credit gets back. But sometimes we actually have the option of discounts for early paybacks. So you know how sometimes some lenders, they actually penalize you for paying it back, but we actually have discounts, which is nice.
Okay.
It's really convenient because if you're willing to, you make the money back, you want to pay off the loan really quickly. We give you kind of like a breakdown of. Where you sit within the payments and how that can reduce the price based off when you're going to pay it. So it's really cool, actually. And it seems like that's something that's interest of you.
Now, naturally, if I apply, you're going to have to do a credit inquiry, which I'm trying to minimize that for obvious reasons.
It is, unfortunately, it is a small pool, but anywhere you're going to apply with, they're going to probably do the same thing. So it's just a soft pool to check personal credit because legally, there are some people we're not allowed to lend to, and that's why we have to check credit.
Sure.
So it's just part of the process. It's nothing that's going to impact your credit tremendously, especially if
you're let me think about that. Now, that was pretty much all the questions I had going forward. I've just been really swamped with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. But it's going to take off here December 1st. You either call or email me the information or the app.
I think I gave you the email. Yeah, it's teamwriter at roadrunner.com, yeah. Right? All right, I'm going to resend over the application because I took over your account and everything. So when you get the email and everything, you're saying that December 1st is kind of the time frame that you're looking at, or do you want to maybe get an answer before that?
No, that's just then. I'm going to be too busy until then. But that's when things start to settle down, and I'm starting to put together my business plan for next year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to see how much I want to work with capital-wise and see what, your fees are going to be and stuff like that.
Okay.
Right now, I'd just be wasting my time in the sense of I got to – December's when I start putting everything together for the next year. So
yeah, I mean, yeah, you got to run a business, you know.
Yeah. So outstanding. Yeah, you can shoot it over now, and I'll put it on my calendar to remember. So
and Frank.
And I've got,
yeah, what was that? Sorry.
Yeah, and then I think I've got your mailers. I put them somewhere. So,
And I want you to know too, Frank, I want to be transparent in this type of situation. So if you did have any other questions or concerns, I'm glad that you actually asked those questions too, to kind of, help understand what exactly this type of program is.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're all about over here at the bank I work at. The Bank of Cardiff is all about building relationships with our customers. And hence why, that separates us from some of our other competitors. It's because we want to get to know you, want to get to know your business, how our loans are going to help you grow as a business owner, as well as, within your community too. So we don't just say, hey, take a loan, pay us back, and cut the cords there and say that's it. No, we like to actually see where our product goes to. So that's how we build the relationship with you guys, as well as, you building a relationship with us. And to let you know, I mean, this is what I'm good at, and you're good at being a business owner and running your business. I'm good at facilitating the path for you to get capital. So I want you to know that I'm here on the other end to, make this process as simple as it can get, and for you to, get what you're looking for, essentially.
Yeah. Okay, outstanding. So, well, look forward to that. Just shoot that email, and I'll get on the calendar to pull that up and take a look at the terms and go from there.
Right, yeah. So the actual application process, Frank, it will give you kind of the rundown of the programs and everything in terms of, when you apply with us, we'll get you the approval, and then the approval will lay out the terms, the amount that we can get you for, and the payback. So once you go through the application process, that's what happens.
Yeah. Okay, fabulous.
Yeah, of course. One quick last question. I don't think we got to the point of, is there something that you're going to use these funds for in particular? Do you have a project coming up, or you just need some extra capital?
It's a little bit more. It was going to be advertising, home shows. There was some stuff I wanted to do. It might be a little thin this winter going into it, and this is the stuff that pays dividends. Our business. And then the contractor's license, there is a lot of stuff. But once again, I haven't sat down and put together that whole business plan and figure out how much I want to, finance and stuff like that. So, but I have a feeling I may need to do something. So, much that. Now, as far as equipment goes, I've just been sinking a ton of money into equipment, just kind of out of my current, just my holdings.
Are you just putting cash? Are you spending cash on the equipment? You're not doing the equipment financing route?
No. I'm just paying everything. I pay cash is really kind of the route I've tried to take.
Okay.
For the most part, I had to finance my truck last year, so.
Yeah, I would recommend, being cautious on that, because the cash that you're using to pay for equipment, you should probably reconsider and go equipment financing, save the cash, and use the cash for the type of marketing, because the marketing, that type of cash is going to get you a return. If you sink cash into equipment, you're essentially just wasting money, because the equipment depreciates over time, rather than leveraging your position and using that of somebody else's money so that you can have the cash on hand for other ways to invest it back into your business. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. So
that's the general consensus for going the equipment financing route, so that you can have the money that's supposed to be in your bank account there for other reasons, you know, in case of a backup, or you got maybe another plan that you need it for rather than sinking it into equipment, because you're not supposed to, you know, when I tell my customers I'm paying cash for everything, I tell them, you know, that's not the smartest way to do things, because it's a little off-putting, because it's not like a smart business move, especially if you're trying to write off things. Excuse me. So it's just something to keep in mind. It's food for thought. You know, if the time comes when you are looking for equipment, we also do that. But let's try and get you on for the working capital right now, and then we can touch base back on the equipment financing when it comes into play, you know.
Okay. Outstanding.
All right. Well, I'm going to shoot you that email, and I will follow up in the beginning of December. How does that sound?
Awesome. Appreciate it, man.
Frank. Of course, man. You take care. Have a great rest of the week.
You too.
All right. Bye now.
Bye now.